Rudy Valley presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
No other shampoo. Only Green shampoo with hair conditioner leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Come in.
Western Union telegram for Mr. Rudy Valley.
I'll take it. Here's a tip.
Oh, I don't accept tips.
A Western Union messenger who doesn't accept tips?
Oh, I'm not a regular messenger. I'm the president of the company. Help is so difficult to get nowadays.
Say, who's the telegram from, Rudy? It's from Frank Sinatra, Truman. It says, "Sorry I can't drop in on you as I promised. I had to go out of town, but I'll be back soon, and believe me, I'll make you sorry for all those things you said about me." Signed, Frankie Superman, Junior Grade, Sinatra.
Rudy, where could Sinatra have gone?
I don't know. Maybe he went to see the head of the blood bank.
Head of the blood bank?
Yes, I hear that Sinatra is overdrawn again. Hello, Green Show, Rudy Valley speaking.
Hiya, Rudy. This is Archie from Duffy's Tavern.
Oh, hello, Archie.
Say, Rudy, what's with you and Frank Sinatra? He was here at the tavern last night and said you had been making some nasty insinuations about him.
The word is insinuations, Archie. Incinerations means burned up.
He certainly was. Should have seen him. He walks up to the bar and I says, "What'll it be, Frankie, the usual?" And he says, "Nope, Arch, tonight make it a double." And, Valley, when Sinatra orders a soda with two balls of ice cream... Brother, look out.
No chaser?
Nope, he took it straight. So he sits there all night brooding, see, with that soda standing in front of him. And
he didn't even drink it?
No, he tried to, but every time he got some of the soda halfway up the straw, he ran out of breath. You know, Frankie.
If you think that's funny, you should watch him trying to smoke a cigarette. Boy, I certainly like to see Sinatra inhale.
What was that?
I said, I certainly like to see Sinatra inhale.
That's funny. That's where he says he'd like to see you.
Hey. But what's this about the threat that he made?
Well, look, Rudy, I can't tell you no more on the phone. Why don't you come over to the tavern and we'll talk it over. And when you come, you better be prepared.
Prepared?
Yep. Bring along 15 cents. Tonight we got a cover charge.
All right, I'll be along as soon as I run through this next number.
All alone I sit and dream of someone, someone that I hold as my ideal. Hoping that someday I'll find that someone. Wondering what the future will reveal. For some girls are quickly forgotten and gone with the dawn of the day. But some you remember like the last glowing ember, haunting your memory and dreams. For I'm just a vagabond lover in search of a sweetheart, it seems. And I know that someday I'll discover her, the girl of my vagabond dream.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern. Well, you eat, meat, eat. Archie the man just speaking. Duffy ain't here. How can I louse that up?
Ha, 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 ha.
Hello, Duffy. Hey, guess who's coming over tonight? Rudy Valley. Huh? Is he a big spender? Well, time, yes. Money, no. But, you know, he's the kind of guy that'll lend an aroma to the place. Well, Well, he's getting older, but we're still taking precautions, yeah. We already hid the hat check girl in the kitchen. I'll call you later, Duffy. Here he comes now.
Hello, Archie. Tell me quickly, what did Sinatra threaten to do to me?
Al, Rudy, don't fly off a transom. What's the matter with you? You're as white as that tablecloth over there. Even whiter. why don't you relax, Rudy? Remember the famous words of Winston Churchill.
What did he say?
Winston Churchill? You don't know what he said?
What did he say?
How should I know? But guys like him is always right.
Oh, let's eliminate the banter, Archie. What did Sinatra say he'd do?
Well, Rudy, you see, I ain't the kind of a guy that likes to violate a conference, but,
Yes?
For a consideration...
No, I get it. I'll write you a check.
Oh, Rudy, please, you know me long enough to know that... I wouldn't consider taking a check from you.
Well, thanks, Archie.
But for cash...
Oh, cash, eh? Well, will $5 open your mouth?
Well, yeah, but, $10 will make me lips move.
Well, all I've got is $5.
$5, huh? Well, you'll have to make up the difference.
Well, how?
Well, you're a singer, ain't you?
What are you getting at?
What, am I too subtle for you? You sing for the other $5.
Just a second, Archie. $5 for singing a song?
Yeah, but for that kind of dough, Rudy, none of this da-da-da-da-da and off, you know. Want plenty of choruses. Now, just a second, I'll go and wake up the band. And, by the way, Rudy, when you sing, you know, a little action, you know, keep your hands moving.
You mean sing with gestures?
No, dust off the table. It's the bus boy's night off.
Do I, have to empty the ashtrays, too?
Oh, perish forbid. Oh, the ashtray concession belongs to Finnegan. He splits the cigarette butts with the house.
Nice work if you can get it.
Yeah. Well, Rudy.
Please, Truman, don't bother me. Now, I'm a worried man.
Well, don't worry, Rudy. It'll be all right.
What will be all right?
Why, everything will be all right for the ladies who want to look really lovely.
You mean...
Of course. Just tell them to use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner.
But, Truman, please...
The girls will say you're a very sweet guy to be so concerned, Rudy. Every man gets a sparkle in his eye when he sees a beautiful girl. And there's a special allure to lovely hair. But not everyone could tell him this. Drab, lifeless hair could be caused just by the shampoo a girl uses. Soap of any kind, you know, leaves a dulling film on the hair, and most shampoos are nothing but liquid soap. Now, Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner never leaves any dulling film. It brings out all the shining beauty and actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Then, too, Dreen removes every trace of unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And this new Dreen contains a wonderful hair conditioner that leaves the hair far easier to manage right after shampooing. For this three-way beauty care, a smart girl Dreens her hair. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, you all set to sing, Rudy?
Right.
Now, you better be good. You know, when it comes to singing, I'm quite a connoisseur. In other words, I know corn when I hear it. And I just heard it from my own lips here. You know, some pretty good singers have sang in this joint.
Who, for instance?
Oh, Bing.
Bing Crosby?
Not Bing Hagenschlager.
Bing Crosby sang here?
Well, not regularly, you know, just a couple of times. He's probably trying to pick up a couple of bucks until the tracks reopen.
Crosby picking up a couple of dollars?
Yeah, you know, the guy gave me a hard luck story about having four kids, so what could I do?
Are you kidding? Crosby has millions.
Yeah? He told me he only had four. When did you see him last? Look, however that's neither right or there, here, go ahead and sing, Rhodey. In the meantime, I'll try to think up another singer to insult.
There goes that song again. We used to call it our serenade. We fell in love when we heard it played over and over and over and over again. I still remember when I sang the words and they made you mine. I'd steal a kiss and repeat each line over and over and over and over, and then we drifted apart. You walked off with my heart. It's funny how one listening just starts me reminiscing. When you said so long, but I was wrong. There goes that song
the metal part, huh? Well, look, Duffy, you got to take into consideration the fact that he was nervous. Huh? If you sang like that, you'd be nervous, too. Well, look, I mean because of that trouble with Sinatra. Sinatra. No, he's a guy, not nature spelled backwards. Look, Duffy, I'll call you back.
Now, come on, Archie. What did Sinatra say he'd do?
Well, Rhodey, maybe he didn't mean it.
Didn't mean what?
What he said.
What did he say?
He probably didn't mean it.
Didn't mean what?
Wait a minute. Is this my time or your time? Look, Rhodey, what the guy said is nothing to worry about.
Really?
No. After all, you've probably fought duels before.
A duel? You mean swords and pistols?
What did you think, spitballs?
Say, that's a very good idea, Archie. Tell Frankie I will accept his challenge to a duel with spitballs at 10 paces.
Better make that 5 paces, Rudy. He can't throw that far.
Well, we'll let him choose his own weapon.
You will, huh? Will you put that in writing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Hope he don't pick grapefruit. Well, we'll write the letter. Now, we can use this paper the lamb chops came wrapped up in.
But, Archie, that paper's all covered with blood.
Yeah. Symbolic, ain't it?
Oh, come on, Archie. Let's start the letter.
Okay, take the letter. To Frank Sinatra, my dear man, punctuate that with a cologne.
A cologne?
Well, maybe that's a little too strong. Make it a semi-cologne.
Wait. Wait, wait, I have it. To Frank Sinatra, my dear man, question mark.
Now, Rudy, now, you'll insult the guy. Be different. Make it an interrogation point.
All right, perhaps you're right. After all, one need not resort to extremities of causticity.
No, huh? Well, that's up to the individual.
You know what Plato said on the subject?
Frankly, no. You see, I'm an old Aristotle man myself.
Well, what did Aristotle say on the subject?
Why, he said that the deftly barbed rejoinder epitomizes the very zenith of philology.
Archie, how did you know that?
I just took a wild guess. Now we come to the letter itself.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah. Frank, I accept your challenge. New paragraph.
Just a minute, Archie. You didn't finish this one.
I know, but let's start a new one anyway. You don't want the guy to think you're cheap. Some things you got to keep a secret. Now, no paragraph.
All right.
Signed, yours truly, Rudy Valley.
Just a minute. What about the letter?
We're coming to that. P.S. Sinatra, I ain't afraid of you because I've seen you in your physique in a bathing suit, and read that back to me.
I have seen your physique in a bathing suit, and... Ay, 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 ay.
Now, just sign it, Rudy Valley.
Now, just a second, Archie. Maybe it would be better if I ignored the whole thing.
No, Rudy, that won't work. You just can't depend on ignorance. Now, stop acting so nervous. Why don't we go in a corner and talk it over? You think maybe a little music would soothe you?
It might.
Okay, drop a nickel in the jukebox. Wait, here's a nickel. Never mind taking your shoe off. Try that number 6. That's a pretty good record.
Number 6? Let's see. Oh, yes, it's Anita Boyer singing Sing You Sinners.
Drop everything, let that harmony ring, up to heaven and sing, sing you sinners, just wave your arms all about, let the Lord hear you shout, pour that music right out, sing you sinners. Whenever there's music, the devil kicks. He don't allow music by that river Styx. You're wicked and you're depraved, and you've all misbehaved. If you want to be saved, sing you sinners. You sinners, drop everything. Let that harmony ring up to heaven and sing. Sing you sinners. Sing your sinners, sing your sinners, sing your sinners.
what, you Rudy, a man or a mouse? You scared of Sinatra?
Well, now, we do have an old expression in our family that discretion is the better part of valor.
Uh-huh. I think you should have kept that expression in the old family book. Look, Brody, you're a grown-up, intelligent guy. Why don't you approach the whole thing scientifically?
Scientifically? What'll I do?
Talk to a fortune teller. It happens that we have one right here on the premises tonight.
What happens? I drink the tea and she reads the leaves?
No, this one is different. You drink the beer and she reads the suds.
I will if it's lucky lager. Oh, well, Archie, this is...
We got that in.
This is ridiculous.
I get a case. I want to...
Reading suds.
Okay, show starts again.
All right, Rudy, if you don't believe in reading lucky lager suds, this girl can tell your fortune by astrology.
10 cases tomorrow. Go ahead.
You know, the signs of the Kodiak. Taurus the bull, Leo the lion.
Minnie the moocher.
Yeah, Bugs the bunny. Why don't you talk to her, Rudy?
What have I got to lose?
Okay, oh, Princess, come here a minute. This is Rudy Valley. Rudy, this is the famous Indian fortune teller, Princess White Feather.
How do you do, Princess? Tell me, are you a real Indian?
What else? Perhaps you've met my twin brothers, both named Running Water.
Both brothers named Running Water?
Yeah, hot and cold.
I understand that you are a prophet.
Formerly, but since I've been working in this dump, I'm a total loss.
Well, Rudy, you're in good hands. I'll see you later. So long, Princess.
Oh, how?
Ugh. That's Indian talk, Rudy. Rudy, it means, oh, how ugly.
Tell me, Princess, do you know anything about phrenology?
What's that?
Phrenology, the foretelling of the future by examining the cranial protuberances. More simply, do you know anything about bumps?
If I did, I would be in the floor show.
Where did you learn to tell fortunes, Princess?
My mother taught me when I was just a little isu pop.
What is an isu pop?
It's a papoose carried backwards. Now, Mr. Wellio, what price fortune would you like? The 25-centster or the 50-centster?
What's the difference?
For 25 cents, I'm giving you a plain fortune telling.
And for 50 cents?
You get the same thing with free parking.
I'll take the 25 cents one.
Thank you so very many. I'll gaze into my crystal ball. Crystal ball, crystal ball, what's with value? Come, don't stall. Ah, I see a man coming out. It's Frankie boy. I love that boy. Me, he got fancy in.
Yes, yes, go on.
Oh, you're broken the spell.
Well, can you bring him back?
Well, I'll try. Here, Frankie, come, 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 come. Look, there he is again.
Where?
Right there behind the bob tie. He's fighting a duel.
With whom?
It's obvious.
What's happening?
I see blood. Frankie boy is all covered with blood.
Oh, that's great.
What are you so happy about? It's your blood.
Oh.
Wait a minute, I'll take that. Hello? Who is this? Frankie. Hey, Rudy, it's Sinatra calling long distance. And look, Frankie, this whole thing with you and Rudy is kind of silly. Well, certainly, you're both nice guys and good friends of mine. Why don't you call the whole thing off? Okay with you, Frankie? Good. Okay with you, Rudy?
All right with me.
Oh, that's wonderful. Huh, Frank? You heard that. Oh, that's great. You what? Rudy? He says he promises never to say another word about your clothespin nose. Isn't that
well,
sweet?
That's fair enough. Tell him I'll never again say that he's so thin that his dog buried him 3 times.
You hear that, Frankie? Well, that's fine. I'm glad you two are friends again. Huh? Okay, I'll tell him. So long, Frankie. I love you. Rudy, Frankie says the next time you see him, he wants you to walk right up and shake his hand real hard.
Shake his hand real hard?
Yep, he says that watch you give him for Christmas stopped again. So long, Rudy.
Oh, Princess, Princess Whitefeather, I'd like to look into the future, too.
Gladly. I'm gazing haphazardly into the crystal ball. Ah, comes there something already. I see a young girl. Her husband has just left her, and she's crying.
She's crying?
Yeah, her girdle is killing her. Now my crystal ball shows a beautiful girl coming into your life. A girl with lovely hair.
It does? Does she have lustrous, shining hair that glistens with highlights?
Mm-hmm. Yes, a real glamour girl.
Well, look again, will you, Princess? Can you tell if she uses green shampoo with hair conditioner?
What else?
Well, then she's intelligent, too. That shows she knows how to make the most of her good features. In fact, even a plain girl gains an aura of glamour when she keeps her hair looking lustrous and silky smooth. That's why Dreen is so popular. For no other shampoo leaves your hair so lovely. It actually reveals up to 33% more luster than any kind of soap. And now that this new, improved Dreen contains a marvelous hair conditioner, it leaves your hair far smoother, silkier, easier to manage right after shampooing, whether it's used at home or in a beauty shop. That's a swell combination of beauty advantages. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Is leading me nowhere. If I only knew there was a chance that you could feel the way I do, how different it would be. But I don't want to kiss you. Crazy as it seems, I'd just be getting deeper in my dreams.
Mrs. Jones, Mrs. America, are you making your share of ammunition for the boys who do the fighting? You can every mealtime by draining and straining your used kitchen fats. Your butcher will give you 2 red points for every pound you take him. You need those extra points now. Your government needs used fats.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday evening at the same time from Hollywood with Monty Woolley. The Dreen Show is written by Artie Phillips, directed by Man Holliner, music arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall. This is Truman Bradley reminding you that no other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioner, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Twice the wear your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes.
A blouse?
A house coat?
A sweater?
A slip?
Give them ivory flakes care.
That's our tip.
Wash tips show
that this is so.
Twice the wear, yes. You get up to twice the wear, your clothes were up to twice as long, and all it takes is ivory flakes. It's ivory flakes for twice the wear. You get up to twice the wear, your clothes were up to twice as long.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.